AM 1460, WVOX, and WVIP HD4, New Rochelle.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where Brandy gets practical and personal, here on WVOX Radio, 1460 on your AM dial, heard at our new time and day, Thursdays from 5 to 6. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Does your brand suffer when you simply don't care about your appearance? Hillary Clinton doesn't think so, but is she correct? What do you think? And no, folks, this has nothing to do with women. It has to do with men as well. But how do you feel? And is there a double standard? 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or if you're email inclined, it is. And of course, that's my partner in crime, TJ McCormick, giving the laughter to the
I didn't do
email.
It.
Oh, yes, you did.
I didn't do it.
And that's doc at brandtalkradio.com. That's doc at brandtalkradio.com. And along with this issue, we have a special treat. I have to say I'm not a secret admirer of our guest today, but a great admirer. And that is my dear friend and cabaret performer par excellence, Katie Sullivan. And she's got a new moniker as well that she'll talk about. And we'll have a provocative, interesting, as well as informative interview with KT. But folks, if you're joining us for the first time, this show, Brand Talk, is all about brands and whether we are talking about personal, professional, or small business. At Brand Talk, we use the very same marketing principles that Fortune 500 companies use so that we can go brand ourselves, or in your case, yourself, and become the brand you are truly meant to be. And during the hour, myself, Dr. John Tantillo, and my friend and colleague, TJ McCormick, want to provide you with some branding and marketing gems that are going to be helpful to you as you go through the marketplace.
Hi-yo!
And this is a call-in show, and it's your show, and we want to hear about you and from you so that you can go brand yourself or your business.
Go brand yourself!
Okay. And as I said, this week we have KT Sullivan, and who's added to her brand as the creative director of the Mabel Mercer Foundation, and we'll find out all about that and a special May 22nd event where Donald Smith will be honored. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And next week, TJ,
yeah,
we are going to have two very special guests. Not one, two.
All right.
Jim Bouchard and his producer, and I should say wife, Alex Armstrong.
All right.
And Jim Bouchard has his own radio show, Think Like a Black Belt.
Uh-huh.
He has a book, Think Like a Black Belt.
That's okay.
And
that's
his
consistent.
Wife is also thinking like a black belt because she's the producer of
the show.
That's right. So she's So she'll be here, he'll be there, and they'll all be in the studio.
Fabulous.
And it will be like the old strategy room days.
I like it. A round table discussion.
A round the table discussion, and maybe we'll even get into some, the P word, politics.
Right.
What did you think I was going to say?
There's about four of them I can write.
Okay, all right. And that laughter is that of T.J. McCormick, and you can listen to him on Sunday nights, his own radio show called T.J. Talkers. Is that what
it's called? No, that's the chat room. That's the fan club. It's Sunday Night with T.J. McCormick.
Okay, and where can we get this?
I don't know. Okay. Oh, no, it's on LATalkRadio.com, LATalkRadio.com.
Okay, we're going to put a link to that on the Brand Talk group page so that there'll be a number of ways that you can connect to that. And, you know, as I always say, TJ, you've heard him and seen him on Fox Business, on Fox News. Mm-hmm. And you might have even seen him perform stand-up comedy. Anyway, he is a regular here on Brand Talk. He is my partner in crime, as I like to say, and welcome, TJ.
Hello, my good dear friend John Tantillo. Hi, pal.
Oh, it's music to my ears.
I'm over here tweeting away. I'm letting everybody know that we're on the air right now.
I love it. See that? I am one of those people that loves the social media. I was at a meeting. I was at a corporate meeting the other day, and we were discussing the values of social media. And, you know, and the pros and the cons. And there's nothing worse than trying to convince people who don't believe in it.
Right.
You know, I don't need to do that. What am I going to do that for? You know? And then things begin to happen in one's professional life. And you begin to see the importance of it. And, as I was at the meeting, the way I position social media, it's a good reinforcer of the sale. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily the instigator of the sale.
Ah, okay, interesting.
So in other words, once you got your foot in the door, people might want to hear from you or might want to begin to look you up on the internet.
Right.
But as a way of getting a sale directly, I think that might be that has its challenges. But anyway, you're listening to TJ McCormick, John Tantillo, Brand Talk. This is WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. We want to hear from you, 914-636-0110. And why we want to hear from you, we want to find out whether you do believe, does your brand suffer when you simply don't care about your appearance? 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. Now I'm going to give you an example we'll talk also to this Hillary Clinton issue and her statement on her appearance and her not really not giving a darn. And two things come to mind. I can remember as a young man, and some people say I do memory lane sometimes, but these memory lane excursions underscore a point and have made me the brand that I am today. And I'm going to talk about my grandfather. And my grandfather, when he would visit, when he would come to my parents' house in Queens, he was from took the bus from Richmond Hill, or my father, if he wasn't working, would pick him up. And he would come over with his hat, with his white shirt, a tie, and a jacket. And he worked for Consolidated Edison, not Con Ed, but Consolidated Edison.
Oh, what did he do for them?
He was an inspector or a troubleshooter for problems that were, whether or not there were gas leaks or electrical issues, he would go, and he would have a chauffeur. He was one of the first people because he did not drive.
Oh my God!
So he would take.
This is fascinating. This is your dad's dad?
No, this is my mother's dad.
My
mother's dad, and since it's Mother's Day this week, we're gonna have to do a little tribute to the Mother's Day brand as well. We got a lot
to
of
all
things
you mothers.
Oh,
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, and I got, that's right. That's right.
All you mothers out there.
Yeah, all you mothers.
And the moms. And the,
I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you mean. But
Go ahead, buddy.
And,
go ahead.
But anyway, he would. Yeah. He would. Now you have to understand.
Yes.
It was not Brooks Brothers.
Right.
It was not the best jackets and suits.
Sure.
It was, but he still felt
right.
It was important mm-hmm. to him to dress up. So
right.
Fast forward yes, last week.
Right.
I go and pick up a friend at the airport. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice
I
of you. That's
and
nice.
It was a bit yeah, I did this and it was like something like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a jacket right. and a tie and the right. whole thing.
Right.
And my friend says to me,
mm-hmm.
"Do you always dress up?"
Right.
And my response, he says, "Don't tell me."
Right.
"It's your brand."
Yeah.
Ah! And I said,
and he was right, right?
And you were, yes, yeah. yeah. And so what I find hard
uh-huh.
to comprehend
right.
is when I see performers your mm-hmm. age or
right.
younger,
right.
The young Turks, as
right.
I would call
them. Sure.
And they're on the Jay Leno show, and they come in dungarees.
Don't get me started.
And they come in and they look awful.
Don't get me. John, it's something that I single-handedly tried to bring. I did my part to try. You know, I went and worked on cruise ships. A cruise ship is one of the last places on Earth, on water, on this planet, where you can actually wear a tuxedo to perform if you're under 70.
Right.
If you're not Don Rickles or Regis Philbin, where you can actually some nights find yourself able to wear a tuxedo and not be looked at cockeyed.
Right.
You know, it's amazing. Even on a cruise ship, you will see on any given night of the week, a singer or a comedian come out wearing chinos and a blazer and a sweater. No, I mean, but almost, but very commonly, no tie.
Right.
Very commonly, unpressed. It's a dagger. Yeah, and you know, when you look at church.
Right.
And you look at, now it's become a cliche, traveling by air.
Right.
Go to the airport, and people wearing flip-flops, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, it's, yeah, it's something, isn't it?
Well, you know, see, the way I look at it,
mm-hmm.
and when I visit someone,
right.
I will dress, if I'm not wearing a suit, then I'll wear a jacket and tie.
Uh-huh.
And they say, consistently, people will say, "Well, why did you dress up?"
Right.
And my response is, "Because you mean something to me."
Wow.
It communicates
wow.
that I care.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would dress like a schlemiel.
Wow. And you know what?
You know, go ahead.
And you got to be, you know, and people out there, here's like what I can tell you, and this is not a maudlin Don Rickles love fest when I say this. This is kind of a throwback thing to be talking about, like I'm on the couch with Johnny. But the truth of the matter is, you mean it.
Right.
And that is the kind of thing people will see through. People will know right. if you're blowing smoke up their skirt.
Right.
If you say, "Oh, it's because you mean something to me."
Right.
They can tell the difference between a snake oil salesman and a guy who genuinely...
"Five will get you 10, 10 will get you 20.
One of his triggers right there.
No.
You know, Susquehanna heck. Yeah, it's but that's the truth of the matter is, you know, your brand has to be organic. And look, I think it's something you can evolve. Oh God, to evolve. I was about to. That's the most overused word of
don't
the last
go there
48
yet.
Hours.
Don't go
but
there
you
yet.
But you can, or your brand, your persona, it doesn't have to be. It can be organic in as it grows on you. You
yes.
can modify and moderate as you go through. I have
right.
on many levels, and so but I am very much the same. And I got to say, John, I have never seen you other than the way you. As we're sitting here, I have never seen you open collar.
Right.
Never.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because if I go into the bank
mm-hmm.
and I'm going for a jog or I'm going to work out, and I will wear. Yes, I do work out. This is the way I keep this this felt figure.
Do you have like a fedora made out of sweatpant material? No. That would be fabulous if you had a workout fedora. No. Oh, baby.
No. It is what it is. It's like, all right. So I'll go into the bank. And the tellers will do double takes, or as I like to say, do Eddie Cantors. They roll their eyes.
Yes, Eddie Cantors.
And they'll say, where's your bow tie or where's your hat? I said, well, I'm going to jog or I'm going to run or I'm exercising. And the point here is that I think if you are in the public eye, you should look the best you can. And what that means is, if you're an entertainer, you shouldn't gain weight.
Right.
You're not a civilian anymore.
Right.
That, and I am not against people who are not entertainers.
Right.
Not being as svelte and as, although I think people should be healthy, get me where I'm going.
Right.
But
if
you are an entertainer or in the public eye, you owe it to other people to look the best that you can. That's what.
If somebody's out there listening right now, tell us if you think we're wrong. Tell us if you think we're crazy. What's the phone number here, John?
914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. This is WVOX. And that's TJ McCormick. It's John Tantillo. And we're talking about Brand Talk. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, when you're at church and you see that old fella, the usher, if you go back as far as you can in your memory, you've never seen him without a blue blazer and gray slacks at church. When you see the person on a Saturday afternoon looking sharp and snazzy, do you automatically wonder what the heck? Why would they do that on a Saturday afternoon? What do they tell you? Know, do you appreciate it? Does it do something to lift your mood when you see somebody who's nattily dressed? It does something for me.
Right.
I gotta say, well, you know what? I've tweeted. I cannot get my shoes shined without tweeting, or putting it on Facebook. That, you know what? $4 will make you feel like a million.
I agree with you.
You get your. There's nothing a fella can't. There's a few things a fella can do better than sit there, get his shoes shined. A, feel like a fella, and B, walk off with a spring in his step.
Yeah, well, look, I can remember. I was, and this is not a shot. This is not me saying this, by the way.
Right.
I just want to preface this that I don't have problems with people that don't want to dress up. They dress whatever way
live
they
like
want.
Live like you want to live, baby.
Live the way you want to live.
Sure.
So I'm at a Gary Hart for president event.
Okay.
And we're doing it in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I won't mention the section. We're doing it in Queens.
All right.
And in the group, there is a Manhattan pal.
Okay.
Okay. And he's eating brie. Uh-huh. And he says to me, wow, there is a significant difference the way people in Queens dress and the way people dress in Manhattan.
Hmm.
And I did not say a word. I just listened. I just let it go.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'll never forget that.
Wow.
And so when Hillary Clinton made her pronouncement the other day, and this, by the way, has nothing to do with her being a woman.
Right.
I think the same applies to men.
Sure.
If you're... if you are overweight, you should lose weight.
Right.
If you have gray hair, maybe you should touch it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And now this comes to the point of what's your brand.
Mm.
And if you listen to what Hillary Clinton said, she said, I'm at a point where I don't care anymore. Huh. You know, what the heck? Boop-boop-ba-doop.
Right.
Well, that's fine.
Sure.
I don't have a problem with that.
Sure.
But then don't complain when people do not respond to you in the same level that they responded to you in the past.
Exactly.
Okay. When I hope this doesn't come off, it's all about me, but what I think you know me, and you underscored that when you never saw me without the tie and the other thing. if I walk down the street, even in Manhattan,
right,
young people,
right,
old people, yes, men, women will stop me and say,
yes,
I like that look. I wish more people would do that.
Yes.
And so what is it saying? It says I am, in fact, I feel that the people who are me, I'm meeting,
mm-hmm, right,
are important enough to dress up for.
I think the beauty of that is that, you know, that shows, you know, how one can express, you know, I think this is interesting. This is very interesting. I love the spontaneity of this show because I never thought we'd be going here. But you know what? This says a lot about what your brand, this is to everybody, this is all to our listeners. This is the royal you. I'm not talking to John. I'm talking to all of us here. This is a fascinating notion of what your brand, how it reflects on your fellow man, how it, mm-hmm, reflects on your contribution to society.
Right.
You know, it what makes you up and that face that you put out there, that look, you can't judge a book by its cover. You can judge a few books by their covers.
I would say that's poppycock. Dude, of course,
yeah,
you do.
Don't come trying to sell me that notion that I can't judge a book. 7.5 times out of 10, I'm right. About the covers.
Tell me how you really feel.
Eight times out of 10, I'm right. And so, you know, so the thing is, you know, really think about, you know, the way you present yourself, the way, you know, your brand, again, whether or not you know it, you have a brand, whether or not you know it, it's organic, it's real, people sense it, and it gives off a certain thing, and it speaks volumes as to, you know, really when you think about it, we're all on this planet together, we're all here, we're all our own little individual pods of personality.
Right.
Is what we are.
Yeah.
And in our own little tiny, tiny micro way, we are, maybe not proactively, but passively, we are contributing to what this world is like yeah, a mosaic. God, now I sound like a liberal, but it is. And so, you know, it's fascinating. And yes, John, it just so happens that you're a guy that part of your contribution is, you know, your look alone makes people feel good. They see it. It's a positive thing. And they feel it. They feel a necessity to tell you. They have to proactively let you know how your brand affects them.
TJ McCormick, John Tantillo, Brand Talk, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. So is McCormick and Tantillo making too much of these external things?
For me, it's my laugh. For me, it's my laugh. You know, you know, I'm willing to let it out. I'm willing to laugh loud and people know it, what I think is funny. So there are things about us that are our brand.
Yeah. 914-636-0110 or doc at brandtalkradio.com. That's doc at brandtalkradio.com. But what my problem with Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
And we talked, and I don't have too many problems with Hillary Clinton, but on this one, I do. I think she's a fantastic brand. As I always scream, yell, and carry on about.
Yes.
Marketing and branding is not about you. Mm-hmm. It's about your target market.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you may feel,
right,
that you don't want to get all dolled up, mm-hmm, or dressed up because you're at a certain point in, right, your development.
Right.
That's, you know, I'm past that.
Yeah.
You may be past it.
Right.
But other people might not be.
Exactly.
And so why... You know, as I used to say on the strategy room, mm-hmm, I do enough things in my life to get people angry at me unintentionally. I don't need, yeah, to get people intentionally,
yeah,
angry at me, well, by doing or saying the wrong thing. So that's what I try to do.
And you know, specifically now, talking about Ms. Rodham Clinton. Speaking about her specifically, too, there is, you know, you mentioned entertainer. She holds public office. There is something to be said. She is the representative of America everywhere around the world. She's our Secretary of State.
Right.
Show a little respect for the office you hold. Show a little respect for the people that you represent. Show a little bit, show a modicum of respect for the title and for the people that came before you and the heads of state that you're meeting and the people that see your picture, that picture, every, you know, all around the world in a newspaper. So in her particular, from an entertainer's perspective, have respect for your audience. Have respect for the people, sure, that pay you the good dollars. Because, you know, when you're a celebrity, you're on the books 24/7. You're on the clock.
Right.
And you give them a break when they throw the shades on and the baseball cap and they run to Starbucks.
Yeah.
All right.
But you see, now, if you take a look at the cable guy,
right,
he shouldn't look like John Tantillo or T.J. McCormick on stage.
Right.
Because that's not his... I mean, he's the cable guy.
Right. And when that's he's on the job.
He's on the job. That's right. Exactly right.
You know? And so yeah, but Hillary Clinton needs to show respect for the office and the people she represents and the nation.
Yes. 914-636-0110, Brand Talk, Tantillo, McCormick, Tantillo, 1460 on your AM dial. I just want to talk a little bit before the break, and on the break we have KT, after the break, we have KT Sullivan, we have Did You Know That, we're going to have the winner and loser. I want to talk a little bit, and I hope I don't get too misty about this, but I remember... a piece, actually it was an op-ed piece, and I can't find it for the life of me. And mm-hmm. I got it written by August Wilson, and it was in the New York Times. I think it was probably either the late 90s, early 2000s, and it was A Mother's Prayer. And I lost my mother in 2008, and... in this op-ed post he has, he said, and I'm paraphrasing what he said, that when your mother dies, her prayers for you end.
Oof.
And that there is no one else in the world who will replace that prayer for you in the way your mother did. And I mentioned that in my mother's eulogy, and it's just such a... poignant, moving, and we all and I because I'm a psychologist and we all studied Sigmund Freud. Yeah. We all try to do numbers on our mothers,
right?
Yes. But that will always be have some special meaning. And you know, Mother's Day is this coming Sunday, there you have it. And, the first hour is just about over.
Flies by.
Okay. More Brand Talk in a few minutes.
News three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissera. The House voting to change defense cuts that were made mandatory when no debt deal was reached.
Republicans and Democrats split on where to cut. The GOP-controlled House passing a bill to replace the Pentagon cuts with cuts to social programs. Democrats reject that.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern. Democrats want to increase taxes on the wealthy to offset the military cuts. America's self-proclaimed toughest sheriff facing a federal lawsuit.
The Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit alleging that Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio and his deputies discriminate against Latinos in the streets and in the jails. They want an independent monitor to oversee his office.
Fox Radio's Jessica Rosenthal.
Arpaio says DOJ has not been forthcoming with information about exactly how his department is discriminatory. He has engaged in law enforcement sweeps that sometimes result in apprehensions of undocumented immigrants.
Fox News. We report, you decide.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County in the vicinity for this Thursday. We'll see mostly sunny, breezy conditions through the afternoon hours. Highs will climb into the upper 60s. Northwest winds gusty to 30. Partly to mostly clear this evening. Overnight lows dropping into the middle 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy weather on Friday. Looks dry. Highs will climb close to 70. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday. With temperatures ranging low to middle 70s. Partly sunny in the morning, then increasing clouds in the afternoon. Chance of a shower. Highs lower 70s. Cloudy skies with showers possible. Lower 70s on Monday. Steve Pelletieri Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
Cloudy, windy, 63 degrees.
The station with miles of smiles on the way home from work.
Better than I expected.
Put you in a good mood.
VOX.
WVOX.
We are back Brand Talk, Dr. John Tantillo, Mr. TJ McCormick. We're here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And we have a treat for you. Our guest today is KT Sullivan, beloved cabaret performer. KT Sullivan with her shimmering soprano voice and...
on cue.
And our interpretive skills makes her one of the most in-demand singers in cabaret. Wow. She has starred... Wait a minute. Don't. Okay. Don't let me mess up your beautiful introduction.
Okay.
That you wrote for him.
No, her publicist did that.
Okay.
Now cut that out, TJ. Now cut that out. Yes, she has starred annually at the Oak Room of New York's Algonquin Hotel. In London, she performed at Pizza on the Park and appeared at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. with Brian Stokes Mitchell in Broadway Today. KT has headlined in Carnegie Hall, Town Hall, Lincoln Center, and the Caramore Festival, and has 7 albums in worldwide distribution on the DRG label, available at cabaretscenes.com. And it is with great pleasure that I introduce Ms. KT Sullivan. Welcome, KT.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Dr. John, I'm sitting here at a desk. I have a day job now.
I know. Well, tell our listeners all about this new job.
Well, this is the Mabel Mercer Foundation, which has been founded in 85. Mabel Mercer died in 84. The great interpreter of song. And that's what we all try to do. In fact, Frank Sinatra said that everything he learned about phrasing, he learned from Mabel Mercer.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
He used to sit ringside with Peggy Lee, and of course...
Well, what are you doing for the foundation?
Well, I'm continuing what Donald Smith began. Mm-hmm. Donald knew Mabel and worked with her, and it was her publicist. And,
mm-hmm.
and so we want to continue this, have younger people exposed to this music. And we have our cabaret convention every fall, as you know.
Sure.
We're going to be at the Rose Hall in the fall.
Right.
And we have concerts around, you know, other places, too. We've had conventions, and we hope to have one in L.A. next year. And the Hamptons, and where we've been to London.
You know, KT, you mentioned something very, very interesting. You said attracting young people. How do you do that in today's world where most people love Lady Gaga and Rihanna?
That's true.
And Keisha, mm-hmm. How do you get them to be to appreciate the American Songbook? And I have a few ideas of what I might do.
Well, I'd like to hear your ideas too. But what I've noticed is that once when they've heard them, that they're hooked. They think, "Oh wow,
right.
The concept of beginning and a middle of an end to a song,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to one phrase repeated over and over again."
Right.
The stories that Mabel told, and the great songs, as you know, are stories. The little one-act plays. And children, kids are attracted to them, and they love following along.
Okay.
And songs and words they can understand. So what are your ideas, John?
Okay, well, this is a freebie, and this mm-hmm. is why I guess people get a kick out of Brand Talk, heard on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial, because we provide little gems. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And maybe even the Mabel Mercer Foundation might even be willing to do something like this. How about to incorporate the American Songbook on Saturday morning cartoons?
Well, that's
the songs. Some of the songs mm-hmm. the melodies of a Gershwin.
Well, you know,
go ahead.
They're out there. What's interesting? I do a medley of 29 songs from 1929. And even kids that are born in 80 or 90 or 2000 do know some of these songs because of Mel Brooks' movie, you know, Putting on the Wrist.
Sure.
Or they do find their ways at Singing in the Rain. That's sort of in common domain.
Mm-hmm.
People watch old movies, and they're great movies, and
right.
thank goodness for Turner Classics, things like that. So they are being exposed, and sometimes they're exposed in commercials. I mean,
that is correct.
United Airlines, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. People are aware of these things. They don't know that they're aware of them. They are in part of our consciousness. We're just making them more so. I had a meeting with Michael Kirker a couple weeks ago, too. We're going to try to bring these into the school, songbooks, and get exposing people. But some of them they do know. I was doing a medley of 27 from 27 yesterday at a birthday party, and even younger people don't realize that they're aware of a lot of these songs.
Yes. Well, you know, see, but I would try to do something a little bit more active, and I use as the model Tony Bennett. Mm-hmm. And I can remember working for a political campaign, and I won't mention it, and Tony Bennett approached the campaign, and nobody wanted to have anything to deal with him because he was old hat. And then his son had this brilliant idea, MTV Unplugged.
Yeah.
And a whole generation began to appreciate this man.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. And so I think that, you know, and I can remember in being in high school and my English teacher referring to us as barbarians, being at St. Francis Prep in Brooklyn, and taking us to the ballet. And taking it to modern dance, and it was part of this, I think it was a grant by the feds at the time, which allowed us kids to go and be exposed to the arts, and I think that there should be some of that going on in terms of exposing them to the virtues of cabaret, which I think would be very, very helpful in building a target market.
Well, you're with Michael Kirker on that. Michael Kirker is going to bring you 20 students, for instance, to see the Cole Porter evening, which is October 18th.
Yes.
At Rose Hall. Just bring some high school kids because they're going to love Cole Porter. You know, they can get the double entendre. Look at some of the double entendres.
Right.
Unlike little preschoolers,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, but yeah. See, I think this. You know, it's the psychologist in me. I think you gotta get them early.
And
what do our listeners think? Do we have a question for cabaret star KT Sullivan? 914-636-0110. You're listening to WVOX. John Tantillo, the quiet T.J. McCormick. T.J., what? I mean, have you ever heard?
It is precious time with these guests. And the more I chime in, the less the guests. And, you know, this is, yeah, no.
What do you think, T.J.?
I don't know.
I
am just in awe of anybody who can keep the things like the American Songbook alive. You know, John and I were talking about the throwback notion of a fellow wearing a jacket and a tie for no particular reason. You know, every time I walk past the Algonquin Hotel and I see it, under renovation now. You know, it's like and so many little bits and pieces of New York are crumbling away. You and your compatriots are providing a not only a vital service through your gifts, but I mean it's an irreplaceable gift, and you know, so yeah, it's I'm just in awe of you and the other cabaret people in New York, and I look forward to trying to be as exposed to it as possible.
Well, thank you. Well, I've noticed that things are always changing in New York. That's one thing about you can depend on New York, that it will change, and nothing stays the same. Something else will crop up. You know, the places where Mabel used to sing, there was a place called Cleo's. There was the Byline. There was the St. Regis Roof. There was the Waldorf Astoria had that wonderful roof.
Yes.
All these places, they're not here anymore.
Yeah.
But we find other places.
So where's a person to go if they want to hear
the Ramada in Secaucus?
I saw Emily Bergel at the Carlisle last week. She's there this week.
Oh, wow,
and
yes.
And lots of people are at Feinstein's. There's even Don't Tell Mama. My sister's doing a Peggy Lee show at Don't Tell Mama this weekend. There's West Bank Cafe.
Yes.
There's where I live. My balcony is over the West Bank Cafe. It's a lovely space. And it's more affordable than the Algonquin.
We were just there.
Yes. We heard 2 weeks ago, Mark Nadler. Oh,
yeah.
What a show that
Entertainer.
Was. Entertainer. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
These places, we find places to do this because we've got to do it.
Yeah. Well, KT, in the few minutes we have left here, how would you describe your brand? You know, I described it one way, but what's the best way to describe KT Sullivan?
What Donald Smith was. Donald Smith was elegant. And he liked to put on a suit and tie. I like to put on a gown.
Yes, and you look simply marvelous in a gown.
Thank you. But you know, for the Noel Coward competition, which we had at the West Bank Cafe a couple weeks ago, I put on a tux. I put on tails and pants.
I love it.
Like the Marlene Dietrich.
I was going to go there.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, there's a different look, but it's elegant also in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So I love dressing up. When I was a little girl, I used to watch the Loretta Young show. Remember those gowns?
Yes, sure.
And I was so influenced. I want to be like that someday. So now I get to do that. I get to dress up. You dress up too, John. You have your hats and your
Yeah.
That's what Maria Callas said. Remember the master class? She said, get a look. And you would say that. Wouldn't you say, John? You got to get a look.
You got to get a look. Yeah, yeah.
It's so elegant, but some people in cabaret aren't as elegant. That's okay, too. But they have a look.
Yeah. Now, KT, who do you listen to? What musical artist do you listen to off time?
Well, Barbara Cook is wonderful.
Barbara
I like
Cook.
Frank Sinatra, you know.
Of
I
course.
I love Jonathan Schwartz, and he plays Frank Sinatra at least an hour every week.
Yes.
I need my Frank Sinatra fix. I like Tony Bennett. I love Sandy. Sandy Stewart. Do you know Sandy Stewart?
No, I don't.
Singer. You know, there's Christine Ebersole is wonderful. Barbara Carroll. Master at the keys, you know, and she also is a wonderful interpreter of song.
Mm-hmm.
There's a girl named Valerie Lemon who was wonderful. Of course, Bobby Short had his style, and I'm working with a man named Larry Woodard who has a bit of Bobby Short in him. Steve Ross, great interpreter
yes,
of song.
Yes, Steve Ross, yes.
I'm doing an old Coward presentation with him at Bruno Walter next week.
Where is that going to be, KT?
What's that?
Where is that going to be? Where is that interpreter?
Bruno Walter Auditorium. It's open to the public, free.
Okay.
That's a good price.
There's
a good
nothing
price.
Wrong with free.
Yes. That's at 7 p.m. at the Bruno Walter Auditorium, which is downstairs there at Lincoln Center, you know, right there.
Okay.
Right next to Juilliard.
And what are the paying gigs are you going to be having?
I'll be at the West Bank Cafe in June, July, and August doing a special. In fact, it's called Glamorous Night.
Glamorous Night. Okay.
With Larry Woodard.
And what we're going to do is we're going to have you on so you can promote the hay out of that.
And we can all get all the
details about that. And isn't there one other thing that I like to let our listeners become aware of, and that's the tribute to Donald Smith on May the 22nd.
What a lineup we have! We have Ann Hampton Callaway. We have Michael Feinstein. We have Steve Ross. We have Jennifer Sheehan, who's a rising star. T. Oliver Reed. Rex Reed is going to say a few words. It's going to be at Town Hall on May 22nd.
And I got my ticket.
Good for you.
I got my
ticket. And it'll be the same time as all those great cabaret conventions, which were started in 88. I was in every one. Now we're going to, you know, it's the 25th is coming up. But they used to be at 6 o'clock, remember, at Town Hall?
Yes.
And they're very nice at Town Hall. Larry Zucker's given us a hall to remember Donald, because Donald helped save that hall back in the 70s.
I did not know that.
They were going to tear it down. He had a big benefit gala there. It's going to be a really festive evening on May 22nd for our darling Donald, who kept this alive, this art form. He did his part to keep it alive. I think it will stay alive because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have lots of great artists it's sort of like converging every year at our cabaret convention. It's like being on campus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to meet and share a dressing room and schmooze with each other. We become close. If you do a Broadway show, sometimes you won't see those people for 10 or 20 or never again in your whole life. But in cabaret, we see each other every year. We come together. We converge.
It's a great event. You got to go at the Rose Hall.
It's
generally done in October, correct?
October 17, 18, and 19.
And do you have a website?
Yes, ktsullivan.com.
Sounds good. KT Sullivan, the woman, the legend, the cabaret performer par excellence. Thanks, KT.
Thank you, John.
Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye. That was KT Sullivan. Oh, you must see her perform. You know, she is a person that when you go to see a performance,
yeah,
you learn something about the artist that she's talking about. Like I saw her do a Harold Arlen tribute.
Sure.
Now, if you don't know, folks, Harold Arlen did the Wizard of Oz music.
There you go.
And almost no. What is it? The Moon Over the Rainbow almost didn't get produced. It was the last song that, you know, so she
Can
had all of that.
Talk about the American songbook.
Right?
Oi.
I mean, Harold, all those songs. La, 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 la.
Sure.
Da, la, da, 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 ba, 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 ba.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm flat today. But but anyway, moving right along, we have our brand winner and loser of the week. This is John Tantillo. It is TJ McCormick. We're on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. If you like to call in, 914-636-0110. We'd like to find out how you feel about dressing for success, dressing for your fans, dressing for other people, or even dressing for yourself. Why don't we take a look at that? Or maybe you'll have something about this winner and loser of the week. Mm-hmm. And each week I talk about two brands that have either exceeded or failed in basic brand fundamentals. And this week's winner, I'm sure I'm going to get a little bit of a shtick from at least TJ.
Uh-huh.
Our winner is Spirit Airlines.
Ah.
And you know why.
Tell the people.
Well, Spirit Airlines last mm-hmm. week were being jerks.
They were being absolutely ignorant. Go ahead.
They were being silly.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did, and see, I'm a big fan of forgiveness.
Right.
And when people say, I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
you're an idiot if you don't say, I accept.
Right.
Or that's okay, mm-hmm. or whatever it is you want to say.
Uh-huh.
That means moving on. As my mother used to say, let it go.
Right.
Okay? And she very seldomly would let things go. But
do as I say.
Not as I do.
Yeah.
Okay. So for that, them turning it around and making an apology, that's good for a brand.
Sure.
And we can learn from that.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, the loser is the CEO of Yahoo for lying on his resume.
Oh, I didn't really know about this.
This really, really, I really, 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 really,
yeah.
It really gets under my skin.
Uh-huh.
Or fedora. Very good. And the reason for that was me sneezing.
John's like a ventriloquist. He can talk.
My hat just went 6 feet in the air.
Oh,
but anyway,
beautiful.
But anyway, being an academic, will you let me get this out?
Go.
Because we're getting to the end of the show.
Yes, we are.
Oh, we still got to. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You did not know that. Okay, but anyway. Me being Mr. Academic,
yes,
you would never, which gets me onto Massachusetts. We won't even go into that.
Yeah.
I mean, what academics are very, very, very particular.
Mm-hmm.
And, when I write my bio, I'll give you an example.
Right.
I am a psychologist by training.
Okay, yes.
But in New York State, there is what you call a New York State licensed psychologist. A licensed psychologist is someone that can see people for therapy.
Okay.
And you have to be licensed by the state.
Okay.
So a lot of people like to, when they're doing my bio, the publicist, what I got to do here is you're a psychologist. I said, no.
See,
I don't want there to be any sort of confusion. I am an academically trained psychologist, research psychologist, because I don't want to make that distinction. And here's this guy from Yahoo, not embellishing, but lying about his credentials. That's evil.
Wow.
It
is.
And I think he's got to resign. I mean, and I'm generally a more loosey-goosey, let's be understanding here.
Mm-hmm.
But when you especially today with all of these people that have highly credentialed and it's a very competitive marketplace, mm-hmm. we don't need liars in the group.
Do you know what?
Go ahead.
You know what? I'm listening. Can I be honest?
Sure.
You're talking about that aspect of society. As you're talking over your head,
yes,
is Fox News Channel.
Yes.
And there's a video clip that I have to tell everyone. I'm about to cry. There's a Marine sergeant came home from Afghanistan and saw his son, who has cerebral palsy, walk for the first time.
Oh.
He walked to him in this gym. John.
Oh, man.
John, it's...
I can't look at it, otherwise I'll start
I'm sitting, you know what, I don't mean to take away from, I'm just being honest, that right there is something that's the polar opposite of these selfish, lying, manipulating people, these people who feel the need to like you say, you know, it's brilliant that you went to the extent of saying that it's evil. You weren't using it as a colloquialism. You meant it.
No,
it's misrepresenting. It's misrepresenting. It's misrepresenting the achievements and it devalues all the hard work that other people have put in that have actually achieved what you're right. pretending.
Well, you know, I always say to thy own brand be true.
Yes.
If this isn't an exact attack
mm-hmm.
on your brand in terms of it's just not real,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not good.
No.
But anyway, I digress.
Well, I digressed first and cried during it. Okay.
Well,
I started blubbering while I digressed. You're cool.
Okay. Well, folks, did you know that is a perennial crowd favorite, and it's where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare I say your continuing education. And now, did you know that?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, did you know that? Does the name Percy LeBaron Spencer mean anything to you? It should. His curiosity and the mystery of a melted chocolate bar altered the way millions live their lives. Percy LeBaron Spencer was an orphan. He never even graduated elementary school. As a child, he worked in a spool mill in Maine. But the young boy had a knack for science. He left the mill and eventually became an engineer at Raytheon. His innovations earned him 300 patents. But it is what he did with a simple observation that proved to be truly momentous. It was 1945, and Spencer was in charge of magnetrons. Magnetrons were the core of radar, and radar was helping to win the war. Well, one day Spencer was standing in front of a magnetron, and something funny happened. A bar of chocolate in his pocket melted, even though he could feel no heat from the machine. Next, Spencer put popcorn beside the magnetron. It popped all over the room. Other engineers had noted the phenomenon, but only Spencer grasped that a magnetron could have uses far beyond radar. And this is why Spencer is now known as the father of the microwave oven. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
We are back. Tantillo, McCormick, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. What do you want to say about that?
What is it with orphans? Why did I have to be born into
that
a
wonderful
family of seven? Why? Why couldn't I have been found on a doorstep so I could bootstrap my way to an education at MIT, 1,500 patents? I'd be a flying ace and a computer scientist. I would have invented the cell phone. What is it with orphans? What is it? Well, John, I'm partly serious here. What is it with these people who face adversity and don't just overcome it, but they excel?
Tell me how you really feel. Well, I think it is this idea of wanting to differentiate yourself.
I think it's not knowing who your real parents are. I think it's having a life free of guilt and free of shame and awkward moments. I don't know. I think it's a lack of browbeating. I think it's a lack of forced summer reading.
Oh, well, I don't know. But the important thing
what
here.
What an amazing that,
isn't
it?
Yeah, but you see, he might have been an orphan.
Right.
But what he did was he was inquisitive.
Yes.
And what he didn't do is he didn't say, oh, well, like most other people, oh, well, the chocolate bar melted. Let's move on.
Right.
He wanted to know why, and right. It was the why mm-hmm. that made the difference.
Well, probably spending all that time in a spool mill. Who knew from spool mills? Who knew there were even spool mills to begin with? Probably the most boring job in the world. That gives you time to think.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, you know.
Wow.
But. You take a look at successful people,
amazing.
and what they do is they look at things like no other people
yeah.
have done.
They're not satisfied with the status quo.
Yes, as you and I do. Well,
right.
You and I are always looking at things,
uh-huh.
looking at things counterintuitively,
yeah.
so that what we can do is underscore the point
right.
about a particular brand.
And we do it while wearing a tie.
And we do it, hey.
Although today, admittedly, I'm scruffy today.
You look fine.
But that's because I had an unscheduled TV appearance earlier this week and my shaving schedule was off.
Oh, TMI. Yeah, well, too much information.
I like to be honest with my public, well, even though we're on radio.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the did you know that? And in the last few minutes, I just thought we have to say something about the president's statement. No,
yes.
Well, I'm not laughing. You're right. Laughing.
Yeah.
All right. The president's statement on gay marriage.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
want to say something about this?
Well, it's not courage. It's not courageous when it's dragged out of you. This was not courage. It was capitulation. He made this announcement kicking and screaming. It's an announcement that, in my mind, was way too late. It shows that, I think courage would have been being honest about it in 2008. And I respect the notion of evolution, but I think he was there a long time ago. I am a pro-gay marriage conservative.
Right. Well, so am I. Mm. And I just think it might have harmed his brand,
yes.
because it looks like he is, as they say, a waffler, or what do they call it?
A flip-flopper.
That he can yeah. never use that again.
And he also may have lost North Carolina, Virginia.
Well, that's a political question.
Well,
but
there's his brand too, you know?
Right, it's, right. Well, would you believe it?
No way.
Another
impossible.
Another show. We're show 45. Five more shows will be show 50.
Ooh.
We want you to come back next week.
That'll
same
be donuts
time.
And pizza.
So
yes. Same time.
WVOX. This is the local station with a national reputation. AM 1460 WVOX New Rochelle and WVOX Worldwide.
6 o'clock.